This is your tech news briefing for Friday, April 3rd. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. If you are seconds away from your next Zoom meeting or maybe your Zoom cocktail hour, then today's episode is for you. That's right. We're talking with our personal tech team about video conferencing tools, how to use them, and how to protect your privacy while you do. And of course, how to avoid Zoom bombing. Starting with, as always, you guessed it, our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern. What inspired us to talk about Zoom today, Joanna?
Well, we're talking about Zoom because we're living in a Zoom world right now. Everyone is Zooming. And everyone is Zooming, including our listeners. And we've gotten so many voicemails from people using Zoom, offering ideas on how they're using Zoom. So we're going to play some of those right now.
First of all, keep living your life and keep communicating with your coworkers, but just use Zoom instead of the water cooler.
Tomorrow we'll be doing via Zoom a sun and stretch quarantine yoga, we're calling it, as a company. And then later we're also doing a virtual happy hour.
One of the things that I found extremely useful is operating what I call office hours. I put aside a block of time on my calendar, and I just leave my video room open, and I let people join in just to stop by to say hello, to ask questions, to throw an idea by me. It helps keep a community of people together in an environment where we're all working so far apart.
Those were voicemails from listeners Darren Murph, Clara Kenny, and Steve Forkum, who called in amongst many, many others.
You, I think, are really a great person to give a Zoom tip because I'm going to tell our listeners this. We were on a Zoom call with all of our colleagues and our boss, and you made our boss's face the background of your Zoom. So he's in the middle of like telling us, you know, giving us some motivational speech. And meanwhile, everyone is laughing because you have turned your background into his face.
That's right. That's right. I am the Zoom class clown. And yeah, that's why I'm here today, to give you all and give you some ideas on how to look and be the funniest person in the Zoom call. So that I did by changing the virtual background, which many people may already know how to do, but I'll walk you through it real quick. On the Mac and Windows app, when you see the little, you see in the bottom left-hand corner, the stop start video, there's a little down arrow. You click on that and there should be something there that says choose virtual backgrounds. And you click on that and you're able to then see either some preloaded backgrounds or upload your own. So in that case, what I did was I took a screenshot of my boss talking. I then had it saved to my desktop and then I uploaded it. And if you want to go even further, what makes this really funny,
I'm just going to say a really quick disclaimer. Do not do this unless you're really sure that your boss is not going to be upset about it. I mean,
I was going to say that. I was definitely going to say that. I was going to say, I don't want to get anyone fired. If you get in trouble from this, I cannot take responsibility. So you only want to do this with people you feel very comfortable with. And I will say that I've done it now to three higher ups in our organization, and I'm not going to say that they all loved it. So, but one other thing that I do find even funnier is that if once you make that your background, you can walk out of the frame or slide out of the frame so it looks like they are just another person in the chat.
So that sounds like you could actually take a picture of yourself and then just put that in the background and then just walk off and go and, you know, make yourself a sandwich.
In fact, Kateri, you could take that up a notch and they have a video background option where you could record yourself like nodding or really like being very engaged in the conversation and upload that and then remove yourself from the background. So again, I don't want to suggest that anyone does this if they're not in a position or in a video chat where this may not be appropriate.
But you could do this. This would be a fun thing to do with your friends on your happy hour or if you're watching a movie together or whatever. Fun stuff.
Yes. One other quick fun tip is touching up your appearance. So Zoom has this built-in feature which gives you a little filter on your face. And you can do that by going to Preferences, Video, and Touch Up Appearance.
That is great. So if you have literally rolled out of bed, not washed your face, not brushed your teeth, jumped on that first Zoom meeting, it will make you look beautiful before you do that.
Yeah. And in fact, my column coming out in a couple of days is about how our webcams on our laptops, even the highest end best laptops, are actually really bad. And the lighting and the camera quality is really bad. So this helps with that.
Nice. All right. Well, those are fun things for us to try out this weekend. People can still leave us these fantastic voice messages. I just want to remind everybody, we're still taking your questions and comments and stories. Joanna is answering them if she can. Tell us where they can do that.
They can do that by either emailing me, joanna.stern@wsj.com, or leave us a message at our work from home hotline, 314-635-0388. And actually, let's ask now, if you've been either a victim of Zoom bombing, or you've figured out some tricks to get around that, or you have other Zoom tricks, we could revisit this next week. We'd love to hear from you.
So we're going to talk about Zoom bombing in just a second. Join us then. Before the break, we heard from our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, and our audience about some tips and tricks for using video conferencing platforms. But there have been some security challenges that have come to light recently using these platforms, which is especially concerning given how much we are using them right now. Everything from Zoom to FaceTime as part of our daily lives. Our new personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen, has been looking into this, and she joins us now. Hey, Nicole.
Hello.
All right. So Joanna mentioned something called Zoom bombing. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Zoom bombers are video chat crashers that disrupt Zoom chats with things like, expletives or pornographic images. And it's a huge problem for Zoom, but there is a way to avoid all of that.
Which is what?
Which is, first, always require a password for your meeting so that randoms can't just jump into any Zoom meeting that you host. The second is to turn on a feature called waiting room that requires attendees to be admitted by a host. You can also turn off screen sharing capabilities for people in your room so that people can't just, share whatever images that are on their screen and only you can present. And the last tip is to lock the room when you know that everyone in the meeting is in the meeting, which prevents other people from joining that meeting if it is indeed a public link.
Is this a Zoom-specific problem? Do other video conferencing platforms have similar issues?
Right now, it's a Zoom-specific issue, I think, for two reasons. One is that Zoom's popularity is surging now that everyone is sheltering in place. And so it's just getting more attention and more scrutiny, and it's where people are. So it's where hackers and intruders are. And the second is that Zoom allows anyone to join a Zoom meeting, including if you don't have a Zoom account or if you're not hosting a meeting. And a lot of people are hosting these, sort of like live seminars or at a bookstore, they're live streaming a talk with an author that anyone can join. And because those links are publicized on Facebook or on Twitter, they're more visible.
Gotcha. So this is this mostly a problem for those public links? I'm thinking about, for example, we do a lot of Zoom meetings at work. Is this something that people are worried about, not just in kind of this disruptive manner, but also other kind of privacy concerns that could go along with that?
So right now, the Zoom bombing is mostly affecting public events, but it also is affecting some private events because there's a feature in Zoom called personal meeting ID, and everyone has this 9-digit number, and it's one continuous long meeting. So if a hacker gets a hold of your personal meeting ID for whatever reason, they could be just guessing that personal ID, then they can jump into any one of your meetings at any time, which is why requiring a password and using another feature called general meeting instead of using your personal ID, which creates a new number for each meeting that you create, is preferable.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. We also have been hearing reports that the Zoom app was potentially sending data to Facebook. Is that true?
It was true. Zoom was sending information through its login with Facebook capability, which allowed you to log into Zoom with your Facebook account. It was sending information like, a user's device, its mobile operating system, your IP address, which can reveal your location, and also other information about users who don't even have a Zoom account through this same Facebook integration. Zoom has said that it didn't mean to and has removed that integration, and in its latest iOS app update, removed that Facebook SDK. So if you are on your iPhone and you use Zoom on your iPhone, you should update it to the latest version of Zoom.
Excellent. Okay. And are there any, like you said, Zoom is the one that's kind of most prevalent right now, but I know there are lots of other video conferencing tools out there. Are there any others that are similarly affected, or others that are even that are better to use? And do they have similar protections?
Yeah, the apps that are encrypted are FaceTime, WhatsApp, Signal. And those have video chatting capabilities, but they're not really designed for work. So they're more for casual conversation. FaceTime can support up to 32 people on one call. Signal is just one-on-one. WhatsApp, I believe, is up to 5. And Google also has this new product called Duo that's encrypted and can support up to 8 people. And that's a really good option for people who don't want intruders in their meetings.
Okay. Our personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don't forget to share your work from home tech tips with us or your questions. If you have things going into Monday that you want to know, Joanna Stern, our senior personal tech columnist, will be answering those questions next week as well. You can call and leave a voice message at the number that we're leaving in the description, or you can write to her at joanna.stern@wsj.com. Tech News Briefing is produced by the amazing Amanda Llewellyn. Production assistance this week came from Taylor Nakagawa and, of course, Joanna Stern as our guest. I'm your host, Kateri Yoakum. From all of us at The Wall Street Journal, have a great weekend, stay safe, and thanks for listening.